discover and establish what our focus is in this ministry. We are preparing the people for home going. One of these days, that trump will sound. That voice will sound. Lazarus, come forth. Jesus Christ went to the graveyard. There were other people in the grave. Oh. There were other graves in that graveyard. Oh. Hallelujah. He is the resurrection and the life. He came for a specific friend of his. That was why he didn't say, hey, all of you. If he shouted anyhow, every grave will open there. So what did he say? Lazarus. Lazarus. He was specific. On that day of rapture, everybody, you will hear your name. You will hear it. You will hear your name. Hallelujah. That day, everybody, you will hear your name. 152. I'll be somewhere listening. Listening for my name. I'll be somewhere. 152.
Somewhere listening.
Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. Hallelujah. We shall pray tonight and God will answer. Hallelujah. Certainly, God will answer. We are not just a religious people. We are people that are certain of the existence of God. Certain. Very, very certain. When we pray, God answers. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people come to this ministry. This is the beginning of the year. And a lot of people come to this ministry. But I want you to note that the reason why God located this ministry for you is not so that the problem that you think brought you here will just go like that. It is not because of that problem to go. That's why God brought you here. That is not the reason. Amen. That is not the reason, no. God used that problem for you to locate where he will meet with you. How many people believe that? Thank you. I must emphasize it. The reason is because we are on satellite, on television, we're transmitting daily, and we receive calls from everywhere. From all over the world, they call us, especially from East Africa. And most of the calls I personally receive is a request for prayer. Request for prayer. And I had to ask my wife. I said, the thing when they show for television, when it reached my own turn, my prayer, they pray for television. Amen. Now prayer, they pray. Some of them call me and say, I should see vision for them. I tell them, I say, now maybe Pastor Moses, so you see me, they see vision. Now vision, you see me, they see for television. The truth is, most Christians have lost focus. Christians have lost focus. You have stopped the journey to heaven, and you have stopped in your pilgrim journey. You are now concentrating on the problems that have been clouding you here, and you have forgotten your focus. Church. Amen. It is true. And Satan has designed it to be like that. Satan has beclouded us with all manner of the cares of this world. Cares of this world. The deceitfulness of riches, Mark chapter 4, has choked us. And we are becoming unfruitful in this journey of eternal life. That's the truth. Churches, Christians don't rush to church for Bible study anymore. What are they rushing for? They are rushing for miracles, rushing for signs and wonders. Satan has designed it that way. But let me tell you, church. Hallelujah. God has still reserved for himself 7,000. God has reserved 7,000 Jews that refuse to bow to Baal. Nobody knows them until Elijah thought he was the only one. Amen. I believe in prosperity. I believe that prosperity, okay, those of you who were here on Sunday, this Sunday I preached the message of the cross of Jesus. I preached the message of the cross of Jesus on Sunday. And I told you the two things that came out of the side of Jesus. How many of you were here on Sunday? Thank you. Put down your hand. How many of you were not here for our Sunday service last Sunday? Just wave your hand. Okay, God bless you. Put down your hand. On Sunday, we looked at the cross of Jesus. And we saw two things that flow from the cross of Jesus that I tried to explain. When that Roman soldier took that spear and pierced through the side of Jesus Christ, two things came out. What are what? Water and blood. And John, hallelujah, in 1 John again, John the Revelator, he emphasized there, he said, that came by water and by blood. He said, and not by water only, but by water and by blood. 1 John chapter 5. He said, it came by what? Not by water only, but by water and by the blood. And I say, those two things that flow from the cross of Calvary, the water and the blood, they are the benefit of Calvary. Water and blood, they signify something important to all the believers that will come to the cross of Calvary. Water there signifies abundant life. It flows from the cross of Calvary. Abundant life. He said he came that. He said the thief coming up to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he came that we might have life and have it more abundant. life, abundant life, prosperity, healing, breakthrough, deliverance, divine favor, divine connection. Everything that will make you to be happy on earth flow from the Lord Jesus Christ and the cross on Calvary. But also the second one, blood also was released. And I told you what that blood signified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said that blood that was released is to let you know that the decision that you make to come to the cross of Calvary to receive abundant life, including eternal life, he said that blood signifies the consequence of that decision. When Apostle Paul said, all them that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. And when you make a decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, be ready for trials, temptations. Be ready. And I gave you all the examples. So, I'm using it to remind you that when I speak like this, I am not condemning prosperity. But it's my business as a minister, as a pastor. That is my ministry. To bring you back on track. Realign your focus. And be more heaven bound. For the time is short. The time is close. Evidenced by the occurrences we see and we hear in the news these days. Perilous times are here according to the prophecies in the Bible. Now I told you, never you think that things are ever going to be better in the world. Things will continue to get worse and worse. Worse and worse. Things will continue to get worse. The economies will get worse. Any politician that tells you, I will do this, I will do this, it's still political talk. Nothing. And it calls for us to take our eternal destination more seriously. For very soon, Bible prophecies will begin to take shape. Very soon. It is home going. I am talking to people who want to go to heaven tonight. The rest of you, you can sleep. I permit you. Coordinators, don't wake anybody sleeping, because this is time for only those who want to go in the rapture. Anybody you say sleeping, fan the person, coordinator, fan the person so that you go enjoy the sleep. If you want to go to heaven, how many people am I talking to? How many? Okay, we see. Put down your hand. I didn't say everybody put up your hand now. I ask a simple question. Listen before you answer. If you want to go to heaven, can I see your hand up? Put down your hand. Amen. If you are ready to die so that you can go to heaven, can I see your hand up? Now, some people are sincere. It's not every hand that I saw up again. If you are ready to die so that you can go to heaven now, you're ready to die so that you will go to heaven. Can I see your hand up? Look at you. Some of you are lying to yourself. Hallelujah. No, but you are correct, because it's scriptural. Because Christ said, he who will save his life will lose it. But he who will lose his life now for the kingdom's sake will have it. Before you can go to heaven, you must first die. You will die to yourself. Your own nature must die. You must die. Amen. That's the only suicide that is allowed in the Bible. you must kill yourself, your old nature. Amen. And so I'm talking to those group of people that want to go to heaven. Just a little exhortation, then we shall pray. Is Oja there around? Where is he? You come and double our money later? Because I want money. I want money. You come and double our money later? Thank you. Praise God. And Brother Charles, anybody that stands on my way, the fire will consume. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, by way of exhortation, I title it The Invitation. The Invitation. Hallelujah. And I have 7 invitations in the Bible. 7 invitations, all pointing to the same thing. 7 of them. There could be more, but I'm able to spot about 7 of them. And the first one is Genesis chapter 6. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Verse 18. Amen. I just want to make this reading very fast. Verse 14 says, God was telling Noah, who had found grace before him. We all know the story. I just want to read this for emphasis. Verse 14 says, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. Verse 17, and behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, 2 of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 22. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Chapter 7, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou. That is my emphasis. That is the first invitation. It was to Noah. And it was to that generation. Come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. I read that verse 1 again, chapter 7, verse 1, Genesis. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. That is the first invitation. Church, the whole world, God has sentenced the whole world to death by flood. But he told Noah to build an ark. It is recorded by calculation. We calculated that in the account of Genesis. That Noah preached this message for how many years? 120 years. Telling the people of the world at that time. God said, I should build this ark. Only those who will enter this ark will be saved from the flood that is coming. And church, remember, as at that time, there was nothing like rain on earth. The Bible says, dew from the ground will just come out and just water the plants. There was no rain that fell. Oh, what a beautiful climate it was. Hallelujah. What a beautiful climate. And so, the scientists at that time could not understand what Noah was saying. Listen, because this is important, because the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man, and we are expecting his coming now. The same setting that we are in now has been before. In his own time, it was rain that God was going to use to destroy, flood, and destroy the whole world. But at our own time, it is fire. Church, it is fire. One of these days, God is going to rain fire on this world. It is not hellfire. Oh. This fire we are talking about, that we are expecting now, it is not hellfire. Oh. Open 2 Peter chapter 3. See what Apostle Paul said. Apostle Peter. This is the way he put it. Peter. This second epistle, I'm reading from verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which are stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Is that not going on now? They are not saying it with mouth, but by the life they live. They are saying it. Some are saying it with their mouth. Professors are saying there is no God. Verse 5. This is what Apostle Paul, Peter is saying. For this, they willingly are ignorant of that. They are ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. It perished by the word of God. God spoke to Noah, and God watches over his word to perform it. When God speaks, it must come to pass. Verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. That is the reason why it looks as if wicked people are prospering. Wicked people, ritual killers, occultic people, armed robbers, murderers, assassins, kidnappers, all evil men, witches and wizards. They are doing whatever they are doing and they are proud with it. And the God of heaven is watching them. The God of heaven is watching them. And it looks as if, you know, as if God is not aware of the evil they are doing. That is where so many people are taking this our God for granted. They don't know. David in Psalm 73 was making the same mistake. It was like, why are the wicked prospering? He said, until God opened his eyes to see their end. God has already concluded their matter. So, he's just folding his hands and looking at all the wicked. I was telling you people on Tuesday, those of you who came here on Tuesday morning, I said, look at what Satan is doing. Look at what Satan is doing, with this Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, who suffered, went to the cross on Calvary, died that painful and shameful death, suffered all he suffered to redeem you and I. After he has suffered, see what human beings are doing with that man, Jesus. See, in those days, no, you will agree with me. In those days, everywhere was Babalawo houses. What do you call it? De Lorenz. You know, they used to advertise them on Lagos Weekend newspaper in those days. Hindu something, India something, magic something, charm something, something to make love, to attract what? You know, that used to be. Their signboards were everywhere in town. Everywhere. Suddenly, God released an evangelistic anointing. And people now began to, they stopped going to these Babalawo houses. When they noticed that they were losing market, that people were no longer coming to them, what did they do? They changed those signboards to church or prophet. Have you not realized that the commonest ministry that is in existence now is prophet? Have you not observed? Everywhere now is prophet, prophet, prophet. All the churches, prophet, doctor, prophet, apostle, prophet, pastor, doctor, missus. All of it now is prophet. They wipe the Lorenz and now put Prophetic Church of Christ International. So, you don't see those houses anymore, and blind Christians are thinking that, yes, we are taking over the land. Jesus is taking over the land. Can't you see? Everywhere, everywhere is church, church, church. Everywhere is church, church, church. If everywhere is church, 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 then why is evil increasing? We know better. They are Babalawos. It's not every prophet that is a prophet of God, though. Many of them are mommy water spirits. Many of them are occultic spirits. How do I know? How can you say you are a servant of God and you know nothing about salvation from the Bible? What did God send you to do? And everybody lines up there, because when you go there, there is a big Bible in front of him. And a big cross, crucifix, hanging on him and by his side. To deceive the people. But the elect cannot be deceived. Elect cannot be deceived. That's why I have told you. I say, before you go before any man of God to pray for you, to see for you, to lay hand on you, before you say, this is my church, pray, Lord, reveal this ministry to me. And it is a prayer God answers, chap, chap, chap. People are making caricature. Unknown to them, God has reserved the judgment of the ungodly. Everywhere. It's so simple. I didn't know it's so easy to get doctorate degree. I didn't know it was so easy to get doctorate degree until I became pastor. See letters they are writing to me. Deacon Eric, now you they reply them. Letters, they are offering me degrees. They are offering me award. They are offering me degree. Doctorate degree from so-so-so university, from so-so-so plan. So-so-so, there's an offer. Eric, reply them. Tell them thank you for the offer. What has that got to do with my ministry? When the world begins to give you award, then it means you have gone worldly. When the world begins to give a preacher of righteousness, ha! Ahab will give Elijah award. Ahab will give Micaiah award. A thief will give a righteous man award. Occultic men and women will sit down and give a righteous preacher, a holy place preacher award. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let me read on. Verse 8. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as how many years? 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as how many days? One day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If there's any sinner here, you are prospering, you are evil, and nothing bad is happening to you, it is just God being patient with you, waiting and hoping to see whether you will repent. He's a very patient God. He was patient with me all my life till 1989. He was patient with everybody until the day you came in. He's a very patient God, and he's still patient now. But this patience will soon run out. The patience will soon run out. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, when you are not expecting. When you are not expecting. In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. That is the atmosphere there, the clouds there, and all their satellites, and all the things they are hanging there. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. I repeat, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Another prophet, I think Isaiah also, he also said, that day of the Lord. One prophet said, he said, woe to him that desires the day of the Lord. You see? Because that prophet, he said, people will run into the sea. The sea will vomit them out. Leave me alone. He said they will run to the mountain. The mountain will throw them down. Because even the mountain is shaky. They will go to the wall. Scorpion will bite them. They'll give me chance. There will be no hiding place. It's not a day to be desired. That's why he said, woe to him that desire the day of the Lord. The heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements thereof will burn with fervent heat. That is the message for our day. Noah's day was flawed. He preached that for 120 years. They were mocking him. They were mocking him. At the end of it all, only 8 souls were saved. Out of the multitude of human beings on earth, only 8 souls were saved. The rest perished. And he said, as it was in the days of Noah, it is thus said the Lord. Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Ask your neighbor, ask your neighbor.
By grace.
Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number?
Say,
that's the truth. In the days of Noah, there were 8. We don't know how many will be at our own time. But will you be in that number? Hallelujah. 120 years that old man was preaching. They were making caricature of him. They did not believe it. Do you know some people don't believe there will be a rapture? And they have Bible, they are going to church, but they don't believe there will be a rapture. I want to preach it hard. I want to keep saying it. Because brother, sister, you may not come to this church again. We may not see again. It will either be a reason for you to take a look, a second look at your eternal destination and change, or it will be the reason for your judgment. At that day, you will not have any excuse. You see? What will you give? What will you give? What will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give? In exchange for your soul, brother, I found a savior today. Making a friend of the decay. Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Brothers, what will you? Sister, what will you? What will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Invitation was to come into the ark. That was all the invitation. Just come into the ark. Come and enter. That's all. They refused to enter. Only 8 entered. You see? The second invitation was in the days of Lot. The angels that were sent to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 19. We know the story. Let me not waste time reading. Go read them yourself. They go to Sodom. And you know what is sodomy today? That word, sodomy, is a word for homosexuals. They call it sodomy Because that was the practice of that city of Sodom and Gomorrah. They left burning for women. They left it for men. Homosexualism. As it was in the days of Lot, so shall it also be at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is there any age that has celebrated homosexualism like this age? Can't you see that the fire is about to be released? Can't you see that the fire is about to be released? The days of Lot are back again. If God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah because of their evil, epitomized by this sodomy, what do you call it? Homosexualism. These days now, homosexuals boldly confess it. Homosexuals have come into the church. That's why I say it's not every church that is the church of Jesus Christ. Now there are homosexual priests, homosexual pastors, homosexual prophets, and they are proud to say it. And they are anointed homosexuals. And they are written in the Bible. Two cities were destroyed because of the same sin. And we keep saying, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord. I change it now in Malachi chapter 3. Hallelujah. Will Abraham told the Americans, he said, if God should forgive America, if God does not destroy America for her abomination, he said, then God is obligated to wake up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to them. In the church, Christians holding Bible, speaking in tongues, praying in the name of Jesus, and they are lesbians, and they are homosexuals, and they are reading this Bible and they are seeing it. And when I say, if you want to go to heaven, put up your hand. Lesbians will put up their hand. Homosexuals will put up their hand. Who are you deceiving? Which heaven? So they went. The two angels got there. Very handsome looking men. And that's when they say, yeah. They hear say some two fine guys enter town. And they were going. Lot put his hand for head. Hey! He himself didn't know who they were. And he was busy trying to protect them. Lot was begging them. He said, I have two daughters. They are virgins. He said, take these two, but leave these strangers that have come here. They were saying, no. They were... Lord begged them to enter his house. Lord begged the two of them to enter his house. Angels that came to confirm whether what we are seeing from heaven is true. And they didn't know who they were. And they were busy exhibiting that they are evil. The Bible says, the angels, listen carefully. The Bible says, the angel grabbed Lord's hand, threw him inside, and close the door. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. Verse 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside, without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. See, where I am going is that he dragged Lot into the room and shut the door. But there was something he did. Hallelujah. There was still grace even after he shut that door. He asked Lot, do you have any other member of your family apart from these ones at home? He said, yes, his in-law. Go and invite them to come inside this door and close it. That is the invitation. That is the invitation. And then what did he do? Lot went to them. These angels told me that they are going to destroy this city. Come to my house now. Come on, we are going to leave this city. The Bible said they mocked at him. They refused. How many more have heard the gospel here? And they are sitting right here with us. And they refuse. They must continue to wear that trouser. Sister, you must continue to paint your face. Sister, you must continue to wear those jewelry. Sister, you must continue. The door is still open. Oh, even now, the door is still open. Even now. But he will soon shut the door. While the door is open, he has anointed us to go and preach to all nations. Every time you come here, we emphasize what it is, what is thus said the Lord to this age. You sit down here, you've heard those of you who came here 2 Sundays ago. Is it? No, last Sunday. You heard the testimony of Sister Eukaria. Who had it? Who had that testimony? Thank you. Okay, so many of you. You had the testimony of that woman, that young girl. Before she came to this church, God visited her. Some of you don't know who I'm talking about. If you don't know who I'm talking about, Sister Eukaria, wave your hand. You've not heard. A young girl who was born and brought up with Guru Maharaj. Her parents attend Guru Maharaj. From the age of 4, she's been to Guru Maharaj. But while she was there, at the age of 16, she said God gave her the revelation of rapture. When she saw that vision, she went to ask their neighbor. He said the neighbor was telling her, you, this guru girl, what did concern you with rapture? Where you didn't see rapture? That was enough for her to begin to seek that Jesus that she saw in that revelation, gathering some people and going with them. And when she decided to follow this Jesus and stop worshiping Guru Maharaj, the trouble started. She was ejected from the house. No food, no money, nothing. You all had the testimony. And those of you who don't have it, we have it on tape. You can go to the tape stand. They will give it to you. Just ask for last Sunday's message. And that is the only daughter of the man. And her father is one of the prominent people in Nigeria. But she decided, because of what she saw, she will serve this Jesus. And this Jesus visited her. She was living in a completed building. No food to eat. For days, no food. She'll be crying. Why? Because of the decision she made to follow Jesus Christ. And how eventually, my emphasis, my reference to her, is that it was while in that same condition, she said, the Holy Ghost told her not to wear trouser. You say you are born again. I have the Holy Ghost. You are speaking in tongues. her own Holy Ghost told her not to wear trousers. Your own Holy Ghost is telling you it doesn't matter. Wait, you will soon know which spirit is talking to you. The same Holy Ghost told her not to paint her face. The same angel told her, all these things we preach here. She was one leg in Catholic, she was one leg in Mountain of Fire, and she was wondering, where should we go? She fasted and was praying, and she said a voice spoke to her, that crossover of 2009, December 2009, crossing over to 2010. She said she was in dry fasting, because every year she will fast, hoping that the next year God will have mercy on her, condition will change. When a voice spoke to her, he said, go to bride for crossover. She said, which one be bride? She said, she asked, is it an organization or is it a church? Which one is bride? She said, she asked the voice that spoke to her, she was asking, where is that place? He said, she will see Ijesha Road. She asked three times Ijesha Road. She said she had forgotten about that. 2 days later, one of the people from Watchman coming to pray with her in that uncompleted building. They were coming to keep, you know, comfort her, evangelists. And she said, they were praying. Suddenly, somebody, a minister from Watchman, told her, he said, I just had a voice now that I should tell you that you should go to bride assembly for your crossover. And so she started laughing. The man was wondering, why are you laughing? He said, I had this same name. Where is that? The man said, it is at Ijesha. And described the place. For the first time, she hadn't come this way before. That day, she came in here. She said she had removed everything, only the earring. He said the Holy Ghost told her not to wear a ring. But she was wondering, how will she, a girl, just the dress anyhow, not know it. So she said she reduced it to a small one. So many of you have reduced your own to a small one. She said, until the day. She said, well, God, if this is actually you are the one direct me to go here, when I reach here, give me a sign. She reached that gate to cross over to the church compound. She said she was going. One of the security men there said, sister, come. What happened? He said, remove that earring. We don't enter this church with a ring. That was all the signs she needed. She said she started crying. God, what happened? You want to remove everything? You remove everything, even this earring? She was crying and removing it. From that day till now. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And as soon as she found this place, God reorganized her life. She received the Holy Ghost here, and now she has reunited back to her father. She has gotten a job, and she has gotten a house of her own. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God has said to her, remain husband. I will give you one. Anytime you need one, I get them plenty. Just when you're ready, tell me, you carry her. Just tell me. Praise God. Praise the Lord. What of you? Lot went to his in-laws. Come, they mocked at him. Are they not mocking at you now? Those of us who have decided to follow and go through the narrow way, through the straight gate, through the rough road. Are they not laughing at us? Sister, they are laughing at you. You know it. Brother, they are laughing at you. They laughed at Lot. But the next day, they took them out. Hallelujah. The angels took them out. And we know the rest of the story. And please, Luke 17 tells us, he says, remember Lot's wife. Those of us who have made decisions, including Sister Eukarya. You may take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Jesus. You may take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You may take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Not turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided
to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Yes, sir. Wife turned back. So it's not only his in-laws. There are some people that are following you to church today. Now by force. Make believers. Hypocrites. They are serving God with their mouth, but their hearts are far from him. Far from him. Simple instruction. Don't wear trousers. Where is it in the Bible? Don't wear your where is it in the Bible? Okay. Why will God tell Lot and his wife, go to so-so-so place? He said, the only condition, he said, don't turn back. What has turning back got to do with it? Where do you see that in the Bible? Don't turn back. Why will God give that? It's because God knows among us in that journey, Lot's wife, na lie, she no want go. Lot's wife did not want to go, so that she will manifest her true color. Don't turn back. What is it you have there that you want to turn back? They say fire will burn. It means she didn't believe it. Her mind was in her, because that type of, he said, hasten, get out of this city. We want to destroy this city. It means they did not take, they did not allow her to take her jewelry box. It was in haste. So as she go, my bangles, my leg chain, my neck chain, my diamond ring, my, see my pancake box, My girl, my shebi, my balodi, my Hollandis, my I should imagine they go. My husband say, this is my husband. They take this your Christianity too hard. This is what does it got to do? Can't you see other Jews' wives? And then one time she had the explosion. People blah for back as fire they fall. Now so my jewelry go destroy. My soul. Nothing is heard of Lot's wife again. She became a pillar of salt. Somebody say, I will not be a pillar of salt. That means you will not turn back. It is a dog that goes back to her vomit. You are not a dog. The things you have dropped. Amen. Why are you going back to them? And the best thing to do is to burn the bridge behind you. The bridge that links you to your past. Take it away. Why are you still keeping those music in your wardrobe? Those clothes. I'm just keeping them there for history. Hey, now so Jimi Hendrix before was my favorite. Hey, Bob Marley before. Now here they dance. We are driving in my car. Sometimes I have a very funny wife. We are driving, then the radio was on in the car. I was driving, she was by my side. As an unbeliever, one of those favorite songs that DJs used to like was my favorite song. Suddenly came on the radio. Like that. And they think, I've forgotten the song now. They think, sang very loud and, you know, like that. And my wife just, I didn't know she was testing me. So, I just bombed myself the drive they go. Like I said, I know he had the music. Then she said, ah! It's now I know true, you are dead. I said, why do you say so? He said, did you hear the music that just played? I said, a music play? I hear them. I knew she was doing it to see what whether I will react. So I bombed myself. I said, music play? I said, I told you I'm dead. I no faint. I'm dead. There are so many of you when they sing, you go for don't finish the song before you and I say, ah, I'm born again. Oh. You still have your favorite artist. Fela is your favorite artist. Peter Tosh is your favorite artist. Peter Tosh, your favorite artist. See, these are our musicians. Their favorite artists, they are Makossa players. Makossa. Kai, the Sabi Makossa. For these musicians. I was standing here, wanted to practice one song today. I don't know what happened. They were just singing Makossa. I said, this is Makossa. And they said, no, nah, Christian song. Then they sang one Christian song into the beat to deceive me. Is that not what they are doing? Is that not what the so-called gospel artists are doing? To deceive you that it is Christian music. You've not heard a musician singing, no Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. Who sing that song? Who sing that song now? You know now. I'll take you there. Dun, 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 dun. Dun. I'll take you there. Dun, 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 dun. Who sing that song? You know now. They can deceive unbelievers in the church. They can't deceive people like us. The same spirit. It is me they are pursuing. I left that nonsense music in the nightclub. They are taking it to pursue me to church. Music we were playing in the nightclub that God delivered us from. They change it and put God Jesus' name to pursue me into church so that I will still remain with it. And the thing has caught so many of you. Check the music you have on your phone. Check it. Check the music you listen to. Because they call Jesus. Makossa song that I sang and they add Jesus on top. You say that Christian music. And unknown to you, they pursue you from nightclub to church. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Remember Lot's wife. Can you tell three people around you, remember Lot's wife? Tap your neighbor's shoulder. Tap and tap and remember. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I am not condemning you. I am not yabbing anybody. But we know better. Church, all these so-called Christian gospel artists, I hope you know they are not Christian musicians. I hope you know they are not Christian musicians. You should know better now. If you don't know, then you are the most foolish human being on earth. Then you will never know Satan, how he operates. Nothing. Those playing those those people, watch their physical video. What in all their appearance? What portrays salvation there? What portrays holiness there? What portrays righteousness there? Nothing. Nothing. Gospel artists. They call them gospel artists and they receive award when musicians are being given award. You see? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why I love the songs in this hymn book. Dear to my heart was the blood. Applause. He's there. Glory to His name. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. Dear to my heart was the blood applied. Oh, glory to His name. Glory to His name.
Glory to His name.
Hey, hey. It's not for market. Glory. It's not commercial music. No, come for the believers. To my heart. Hallelujah. To when I see the blood, when I see the blood. Is there here? Message from the Lord. Hallelujah. A message unto you. Hallelujah. It's recorded in His word.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah. It is holy. And you know.
Oh,
look at me. Look to Jesus now. Have a blessing in His word. Hallelujah. It is only that only. This world is not my home. Just passing through. My treasures are laid
off.
The ages back on me. Oh, and I can feel a
pain.
All I do know,
I am
no friend like you. Heaven is not my own.
The angel beckoned me from heaven's
upper. Oh, and I can't be like
this world. Yes, sir.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky. There's a city where there never comes a night. If we are faithful, we shall go there by and by. There's a city where the Lamb is the Lamb. Hallelujah! In the city where the Lamb is the Lamb. The city where the cometh no night. I have a mansion over there. Oh, I am going where the
chiri. When the saints go marching, Lord, I want to be in the number. Yes, sir, yes, sir. When you be there, when you be there, hey, when the saints go marching. I want to be in the number when I say I will see Jesus someday, sometime. I will see Jesus. I will see Jesus someday. I will see Jesus someday, 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 someday. I will see Jesus someday. I will see Jesus someday, sometime in the sky. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. I don't finish. I continue next time. It's an invitation. We'll continue next week. When I hear the word, come and let's reason together. There's no condition that cannot be changed now. There's no situation that cannot be changed now. There's no sinner here that must go back. No sinner here must go back a sinner. Go back with a decision to serve the Lord. This is the beginning of the year. It's a moment. This is a time where we make New Year resolutions. Make a resolution. Resolve to serve the Lord. No matter how bad you have been, how abominable you have been, the evidence of God's mercy upon you is the reason that you are still alive. You have not died in the condition. Since God did not allow you to die in a sinful condition, it's the evidence that your name is in the book of life. And it's waiting on you to repent. Don't take decisions that you will regret in life. Don't, because you are looking for a husband, walk against God. Even walk against your conscience. You have heard the truth and you can't throw it away. You can't throw it away. You can't throw it away. My sister was telling me in December, she decided to go with her fiancé to Assemblies of God youth camp to end the year. There, use that period. Let them go and pray with her fiancé. And she's a member of this church. And she said, that they were in a restaurant eating in the evening to break their fast, and a man walked to a lady that was sitting with trousers and said, "God bless you, sister." The man was talking to her, she was on another table listening to them, and said, "Sister, you came here for prayers. Which church do you attend?" He said, "I attend Bride." And she was wearing trousers. You see? Wearing trousers with long attachment on her head. And the man said, "Bride Assembly." He said, "I have visited that church before." He said, "Do you practice what they preach in that church?" She said, she stood up. Our sister said she stood up and went to the two of them talking. I said, "God bless you, man." And the man turned and looked at her and said, "Oh, God bless you, sister." He said, "I've been watching you. Which church do you come from?" She then said, "I am from Bride." He said, "Are there two types of Bride people?" That one was saying, "No, I'm wearing the trouser because of mosquitoes, so that mosquitoes will not bite me." This one called mosquito, not a bite her. Now only you mosquito they bite, Abby. I was telling a brother, they have been disturbing us through last year. They started again. That we should come over to London and open a church. We should come over to London and open a church. And his wife came here. So what is going on? Hallelujah. They have seen so many things here. They are insisting, "We must come and open church in London." I was telling the husband, the wife says she has done everything. They're just ready. When do I want? They want the visa. Another one say we should send somebody. They are ready to give us 5 years stay in Qatar. They are disturbing us. In fact, they sent down the person to give the visa to me yesterday. They were calling yesterday that I should send the passport so that they can give the visa. We should not worry. When do you want to come? They will send the ticket. They want us to have a church there. They have found the church that preaches truth. I told them, I said, I am not sure they know who they are inviting to come there. I said, "Brother, your wife, they wear trousers." I'm sure the brother is here now, they hear me. I said, "Your wife, they wear trousers. If I come to London and start church, they don't go wear trousers, come on." He said, "No, it's because of winter." I said, "Pastor, there's nothing you can do. Sometimes during winter, then they wear three trousers itself." I told them, I said, "Look, end time message, believers, followers of William Branham in Europe, in America, in Australia, wherever they are, the first identification among them is that trouser is kicked. With me, there's no way." I said, "Then that means I can't even go abroad to open any church, because winter will not make me to compromise the word of God. Winter will not make me compromise the word of God." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This pastor, you're on too much. You're too fanatical. You are too fanatical. We are traveling on the right road. We are traveling
on the right road.
Oh, there is one way to the city of God. We are traveling. If you will go, don't hinder me. If you will go,
no hinder me. If
glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way to the glory land. I'm on my way to glory land. I'm on my way. Praise the Lord to glory land.
Wherever you are, please bow down your heads.